Well, good evening. You are listening to Urban Conversation. This is your host, Ligel Marie. I'm looking at my switchboard and I'm waiting for my co-host, Manuel Hill, to get online. And so hopefully he will be patched in shortly. How are you guys doing? I have some really exciting news. Well, for me, and I kind of felt a little, I don't know, it's weird now because we've been getting like more listeners, and it's kind of I'm in theater, right? And so anyone that's in theater, you know that you have moments of stage frights. It's almost like an amazing adrenaline rush where right before you step on stage, your stomach is like just going completely crazy because you know you have this live audience right there waiting for you. And so I was looking at like the numbers of the listeners, and I think, you know, I don't know, I kind of forget that people are actually tuning in because I'm just looking at the little studio board on my computer in front of the mic having a conversation with Manuel. And yeah, lo and behold, you guys are like seriously listening. I think we got him live. Let's see. Are you there, sir? Is this my co-host?
I am.
I won't get you, don't worry. I was just saying how I was kind of feeling like a little stage fright for a moment because well, I don't know, I guess it wouldn't be stage fright. I don't know what the word would be or the terminology would be. But I was saying how like our listeners, the numbers have increased, and so I kind of was like freaking out a little bit, not in a good way though. You know, like, don't you kind of like when we're talking, do you kind of forget that people are like actually tuning in, or is it just me?
I do. I oftentimes do forget that people are tuning in until I say something that's really ridiculous and you go to laughing and then a comment. I'm like, oh wow, people are listening to this. Wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, that's when I'm reminded that people are listening in.
Yeah, I think it's really cool though. But I think I'm more open with my nuttiness than you. I'm good with being a little nutty. But we have a lot of stuff to go over. The topic tonight is, I won't say her last name. I know her, Karen. Hi, hopefully you're listening in since you wanted us to talk about this. I had opened it up on last Sunday that you guys can inbox me or you can hit us up on our open forum page on Facebook, Urban Conversation Radio, and let us know if there's a particular topic that you want to talk about. A couple of people hit me up. I went with the first one. So Karen, you wanted us to talk about finding Mr. or Mrs. Right and how do you know if you're ready for a relationship. So shout out to you, beautiful. Definitely you should be listening in, and hopefully you call in as well or hit me up in the inbox. And also I got another someone, I definitely won't say their name, but I got reminded that we're supposed to be doing a hot seat on here, but they feel that I should go first, which I don't know why. Oh, I figured you would think that was funny. So first of all, I did not forget, but it has to be, we need kind of like some structure. And I'm not just saying that because now I'm being called out. but this is what we'll do, because we definitely, an hour dedicated to a hot seat, that's overkill. That's too much. So what I'm going to do, because I am a woman of my word. So I am, and I'm good with going first, but this is how it's going to be. I'll give you about the last 5 to 10 minutes of tonight's show. If you have a question for me, you can either post it in the group or you can inbox me directly. I'll answer the question. Now, this is my disclaimer. Now, I'll answer whatever can be personal, spiritual, funny, whatever, you know, but if it's something just out there crazy, I'm letting you know now, I'm not answering it. I'm not even going to say the question on air. So, you know, within those confines, the last few minutes of the show, I'll open it up and we'll do, you guys can put me on the hot seat. And then next Sunday, you guys will be able to do the same for my co-host. I think that's fair, right, Manuel?
That works. Yeah, that works.
That's good. Five minutes. 5 minutes tops. I think it might be a little bit.
Because 5 minutes, I can duck and dodge enough for 5 minutes.
Five to 10 minutes. We have to answer some questions. You can't just be like pondering one question for the whole 5 minutes. But oh, time's up. Sorry. So we'll do that. So you guys can actually hit me up now. I'll get to a couple of the questions, and please don't be ridiculous. Like, you never know who's like creeping, and you know, kind of somebody that you don't even know just pop up with some ridiculous question. So we're good with that. And I think that's it. But before we go into the topic, I didn't get to ask you last Sunday, what are your thoughts on Trump running for president? We got to talk about some of this stuff that's been going on in. I got my opinion, but I want to hear your opinion. Trump for president.
Trump. I mean, I don't even take him seriously, like, at all. Like, I mean, I just can't take him seriously. The only thing that I do take seriously about Trump is he is a businessman, and from that perspective and success in that arena, he knows what he's doing, especially in the private sector. However, when you think about government, when you're thinking about international relations and anything, don't even take the guy seriously. I don't even want to hear what he has to say in regards to those things and foreign policies, national defense, none of that. Like, I'm like, dude, you know, I mean, and that might be wrong, but I automatically just disqualify him. I won't even listen to anything he has to say.
Okay. You cut out a little bit. Here's what I want to do, because I actually, I lived up all kind of stuff. You know, I think next, hopefully, we can just like get into it on next Sunday. I think a lot of people need to be clear. Also, you hear a lot of people saying, "Oh yeah, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat." A lot of people don't even know what these parties represent currently.
Right.
And it's important to know why you are voting the way that you're voting. And it's, to me, it's a little unfortunate that Trump is actually being taken seriously. So the numbers are showing that.
Why? And you're like, what? I'm biased. I'm going to admit that I'm biased based on just what I assume and the few things that I do know. I have way, way too many different. It would take a long show for me to give my perspective on, the presidency and voting and this, that, and the third anyway. But when it comes to the candidates, when I started to look at who they are, Trump just does not register as somebody I'd remotely.
Right. Well, we're going to chop it up on next Sunday and, get into it, see what his views are. I've been following him. I mean, I don't want to, it's not the show tonight, but I mean, in a lot of ways, he says, he is very politically incorrect a lot, but I respect that about people who say what they want to say. And I like that he's not confined to needing the financial support as so many other parties are, which alters, dictates the way in which they flow with their he doesn't. And so it kind of, he's intriguing to me. That hair, the things that he says, he's just, he's like this misogynistic ass clown, but you just can't look away. It's like a train wreck. And you just, you just want to see, like, he's sorry. I don't know. Love you. Okay. But anyway, so we'll chop that up. And of course, to our listeners, definitely those that are, and I have a few people that are brainiacs like yourself, and well, I'm sure they will enjoy that particular conversation. And I really want to break down like the Republican, just where all this began, because especially Black people don't have a clue as to why they're in which party they're in. That's right. What I found. They just kind of go in with, no offense, I'm Black, so of course I'm not trying to down our people, but another thing. You remember the Sandra Bland case, of course, the Black lady who just tragically, we still don't know what happened, but I wanted to just kind of throw this out there because a lot of people, and I know you're going to fill me on this, Manuel, a lot of people, please, do your back study these stories before you post it. People will be posting stuff on Facebook just because somebody else posted it and they're not reading to see what the information is or even if it's valid. And so right. a few people on my timeline, they're like, oh yeah, we knew it. It's about time. We knew justice was going to be served. And I see her picture and, you know, I follow these stories. And so I'm looking at the picture and I'm thinking, you know, what's changed? And of course, nothing has changed. And, you know, there's this story being passed around that, you know, the officers involved have been, you know, charges have been brought. And, you know, that the DA, you know, believes that it was murder. Just lies, because it's the opposite. They didn't find that there was any foul play.
Right.
So people, please stop putting stories out there, especially something that tragic. You know, read what you're posting before you post it and check your facts. Like, I just think it's tragic because I almost got excited for a moment. I was thinking, wow, is this some new, you know, yeah, you always, something that happened?
Right. As soon as you see that stuff, you got to just, you know, I said, let me go on the computer real quick. Let me use this search engine and see what's really going on. And it's so easy. With one click and a scroll, you can find out whether something is a hoax or not before you repost it. So,
I like to read. So that's me. A lot of people don't want to read, but it's like, you know, read. Just, you know, because the day it was like, I think it was like a July something. And I'm like, did you even look at the date on this? Like, we're in August, people. But it's unfortunate, even, you know, because her family, you know, they did a second autopsy and nothing changed. So I just feel like we'll probably never know what actually happened in that story and so many other stories. But at any rate, we're going to get into this topic. And, Mama, I'm going to let you take the lead in this. I want to see where your head is at. And I'm going to be checking I'm going to be checking my inbox. So for those of you who have questions, hit me up. It's cool. And I'll give you a question. Also, a couple of people are like, how if we want to, you know, say something on air, how do we do it? And I say this every show. The way that it's set up, I have a switchboard. Manuel can't see it. I can see it. It's set up for me. And all I see is a bunch of numbers that come up. And so there's no separation as far as people that are calling in to listen versus people that want to call in to say something. So if you ever want to be patched in so that you can ask a question or make a statement, just inbox me. I know I might miss you every once in a while, but I am checking the whole hour that we're on air. So inbox me, let me know what number you are, and we'll do it like that. All right, we're good. So Manuel, finding Mr. or Mrs. Right, how to know if you're ready for a relationship. This topic brought to you from Karen, who should be tuning in because this is what you wanted us to talk about. how do you know if you're ready for a relationship, Manuel?
Oh, wow. Hell no. Are you kidding me? really?
Did you say hell no? Nah. Did you just say
that's right. Like, I'm like, me? Oh, gosh.
I mean, I'm just saying, we got to do. How do you know? You know, how do people know that you're ready for a relationship? Can you know? Do you know? Who has the answers?
Right. To the answer to that, that's so wide open. How do you know if you're ready for a relationship? I guess for me, I would say that I know how I am, but I can't discern that for other people. But how do you know you're ready for a relationship? I mean, first of all, you have to know that you're open to allowing somebody into your you know, your circle. So you're open to being honest, being loving, you know, you're basically, you don't have those walls up. Now, in this day and age, I know we all come with our own checks and balances and we always have walls up, but in all honesty, like, how can you be ready for a relationship and how can you be somebody to end your life on an intimate level when you have all these walls up? And I know that we have these walls up to protect ourselves from those wolves in sheep clothing, but if you're going to be ready for a relationship, you're going to have to let them walls down. So I think as an individual, you have to know that you're in that place to, you know, want to get into that zone again, to where you want to trust people. And I know everybody says, well, I want to, but I can't. Perhaps there's some sort of exercise or something that somebody on a counseling level can give people, you know, but
You know, but for me, I know, because I know how I am. Like, I would imagine that if I don't want to be personal, if I don't want to be transparent, then I'm not ready for a relationship. Like, that's one of my big checks, you know, on any level. I'm not ready for a relationship if I'm not ready to be open and transparent with somebody about the way I feel and how I look at things and the way I think and my expectations. If I'm not willing to even communicate those things or allow somebody in to get to know me on that level, I know I'm not ready for a relationship. So for me, anybody else, how would they be ready for a relationship if they're not on that level, that they're not ready to communicate and be open like that?
I totally agree. And we have a question. How can you, hold on. I'm sorry, 1 second. Okay. How can you safeguard your heart without shutting out completely? How can you safeguard your, okay, I get what you're saying.
Right. And then this is what I'm talking about. Like how, exactly. If your heart is so guarded, you know, to where you don't want to get hurt, you can't let people in. I mean, it's a risk reward sort type of situation. It's for some people, it's low risk, high reward, low risk, low reward, high risk, high reward. You know, depends on how you break it down. But for some people, sometimes the risk isn't worth the reward. The risk of falling in love and being in this relationship phase isn't worth letting down those walls because people are so busy not wanting to be fooled and be tricked. So they would rather go through life not being fooled as opposed to actually experience what a real relationship is about. And if you've experienced something that's, you know, driven you to that point, I can't necessarily say I blame you. I mean, it's just how you get over those things and move on, you know, opportunity, the next person or the next relationship venture.
Yeah, and I would add to that, Tamara, and I won't ever say you guys' last name, so don't trip. Nobody knows who you are. I think that I would say the way that you can safeguard your heart without shutting out completely, assuming you mean shutting yourself off from, you know, the potential or, you know, kind of being too hard and too, you know, closed off. Safeguarding your heart doesn't have to become this thing where you're not open to, you know, the experiences around you. I think it's just about practicing more discipline and looking at, you know, the red flags and looking at the actions of people, and not just in, you know, intimate or romantic relationships, in business as well. Like I always mention right. business because I do business, and I've had some really shoddy people that I've, you know, dealt with. And so I take that lesson not only in a romantic level, but also in business. You know, have to look at what people do versus what they say. And it's difficult for us to do that because, and I've been guilty of that. You know, I'm sort of, you know, I'm a word person. And so I cling to that type of stuff, but you have to look at the intent and the actions behind it. And when you just get into the practice of that, I think it becomes easier to protect yourself, but still stay open. So, you know, don't look at everyone as the same, you know, don't look at, you know, because your last girl, you know, cheated on you or took you through hell. Don't look at every female that way. Look at what they're presenting to you on an individual situation type of basis. And, you know, go from there. But yeah, like, you know, being too open, you know,
right,
it's not good.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to walk out wide open. Yeah. If you're wide open and every person that you come across that says or seems like they're saying the right thing, you know, they get you into that place, then that's bad. You don't want to be that. But you don't want to be so guarded to where, you know, you can't receive the right person when they do come along. So there's it's a thin line, you know, and, but I mean, how to find Mr. Right and Mrs. Right? I mean, golly, Mr. I, the hell if I know.
I don't know. You know what? And I've been honest. Like, you know, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep what I don't even want to try to say it. Keep it 100. Whatever that little saying is. I hate that saying. And whatever, Manuel. You know, I have like, I don't have the experience in dating, so I'm not a dater, like, type, you know, I've never really even did the whole dating scene, and you know what I'm gonna do this weekend. So I don't know. I'm not going out to look for a man, for one. I don't know what woman is going out there trying to find him. Just put yourself, you know, present yourself. I feel like that's what women should do. You know, keep yourself in that presenting mentality. Like, keep yourself right, take care of your business, look right, you know, be sweet. Like, women, you know, should be strong and you know, just present yourself, and what you exude is what you're going to attract. But find him, yeah, I don't know. I get old school with that. I don't know. I agree
with that. Like find the right person. I think you want to be ready for the right person is the best thing. It's the best way to put it, because the right person is going to eventually come along. But you just don't want to be in a situation or dealing with circumstances or whatever the case may be, or guarded, you know, and you can't see this person for who they are because you got all this other stuff going on. So you want to be ready for the right person, but I wouldn't be like putting out a searchlight, like the back signal, hoping that the right person sees the back signal when they come along and say, what, like, really? No. And the thing about that is, one thing that's easy for people to see, men and women, is, and I think, and it's a distraction, it's not an attractive thing, is when you know that a man or woman seems to just be so caught up in finding, you know, a significant other, it kind of reeks of desperation, which is totally a turnoff. Like, there's never been a situation, never been where I've been in the dating game and I know she's looking for a boyfriend or a man or whatever. Like, that's an instant turnoff. Like, she's just out here searching. Like, the first thing out of my mouth is, I'm looking for somebody to be in a relationship. I need to be married in the next 2 or 3 years. And I'm like, whoa, you kind of serious about it. I understand we all aspire for those things, but that's a bit of a turnoff. Like, damn, you kind of serious about it, right? You know,
be like, hey, boo, what's up? I want to have my baby number 5 in less than a year.
Wait, what is that?
I want a big house. I want to stay home and take care of our babies.
What are you doing? What is that? What is that voice?
I have no idea. I have so many characters. I don't know which one that was. That was kind of a ghetto. I don't know what that was. She seemed kind of drunk.
That was your ghetto. That was your ghetto girl. Your ghetto girl is terrible.
I'm gonna bring it out on you one day. I have to get into the zone of it, but one day. Because I am an actress, this is what I do. Don't get it twisted. I'm gonna bring it all the way to the front for you, and then I'm gonna just silence you with that. Okay, so I can't, you know, I'm clowning right now. So she seemed a little drunk, kind of ghetto, bougie. I don't know what that was. I don't know. I'm sorry to the listener. I don't know what that was. But hold on, Chaz said the thing with relationships is no one is really ready for them. I agree. When it's something you're looking for, you have expectations, okay? People put their unrealistic expectations on the person they want that relationship with. All right, I can feel you on some of that, but some of that, no. But that's you know, you made a good point. I think you can be ready. I think this mentality that we have that nobody's ready, nobody wants the truth, nobody's transparent, nobody's being honest, that's a bunch of bull. You speak from your perspective. There are people that are ready, you know, that want it. And but I definitely agree with you, Chad. We do come with expectations, but expectations are not always a bad thing. So and we dropped a call. You dropped, you're back. So did you get the comment, or did you read it? Did you? Okay.
I
agree with some of it. Yeah. I agree with some of that, what she said, but I think you can be ready. And I think, you know, I'm going to switch this question. No offense to Karen. I would have switched it kind of like, and said, how do you know you're not ready? Cause if you can answer that, how do you know that you are ready? Like, if you still have these ridiculous expectations of someone, like you know, like a, your and you want a hero to come in and save you and you know, sweep you off of your feet, and you're not ready. That's unrealistic. But if you want someone who, you know, is going to come in and be honest with you and going to love you and get in the fight with you and you guys, you know, live your life together, that's not unreasonable. That's, you know, that's a reasonable expectation, I think. That's just my opinion, though.
Now, one of the hindrances, and I've noticed this because just from living in, lived in a couple of major cities now, and I will say this because this is a common complaint among women, especially when I was in Atlanta, but you hear from Atlanta, Miami, Dallas, you know, I'm pretty sure LA, New York, Boston, all of them have the same issue, is men at a certain, you know, men to some degree have so many options to where they're so busy playing the dozens to where they're not focusing. And in some cases, the women are too. And I think, you know, and sometimes you say, well, the more options, the better. That means you're going to find what you're really looking for. But I think sometimes with all those options, you're so focused on the options that you don't take the time and opportunity to focus on somebody who has a lot of these good qualities, and they might be that person. So you can't see the forest for the trees. I guarantee you, in a lot of situations, that's what's going on out here. And I'm pretty sure, especially women that live in Atlanta, I hear that complaint all the time. Like, there's so many women, these guys aren't just gonna take that time and settle down and figure anything out. And the men even say it themselves. The men, you know, the minute they feel pressured in any situation where a woman throws out these expectations in regards to relationship, the guy just say, well, what the hell? I can just move on to the next because there's so many women to where I don't have to. So that's a bad thing right now. I think the options kind of have people losing focus and not really taking the quality time and investing in the people that might be the right one, right man or woman.
All right, I can dig it. And I think those people who get sidetracked by having all of these options aren't ready, you know? That right, it kind of goes right, hand in hand.
Exactly.
If you're ready to settle down, options, you know, having a plethora of choices is not going to deter you from finding that right. Woman who, you know, is bringing, you know, what you say that you want, like a man who's bringing what you say that you want. If you're getting caught up in, oh, well, I could do better over here, and you're just bypassing, you know, good people, you're just not ready, and you need to just like go somewhere. You know,
right,
that's how
right,
people
right.
Did, you know yeah, so you know
you totally limit, because you know I've had people say, well, she has A, B, C, D, and E, but she's missing F, and she's missing G, but she's got other, and I'm like, well, maybe those other qualities that you're hoping that this person have, or you're hoping to see, maybe those things come out as the relationship develops. You know, like certain, like everybody's not going to take everything that they have and just throw it out there for the first person that comes along that seems to be like the right person. So sometimes sticking around and shutting the rest of that mess down while you develop with one person, it doesn't mean it's going to be love and marriage and happily ever after. You're just trying to give it an opportunity to be more than another number. And but you see it so often. It's really, really, like I said, it's one of those really, really big complaints that I hear all the time. The options, the numbers.
And okay, she said, don't say her name on air. Okay. This person said, so this is the inbox. Okay. Did you want me to say the comment? You guys be specific. Sometimes I don't know if they're just saying something to me, and I'll just say it on the air. she said because all men only want sex. I need you to expound on that, because I don't think men wanting sex is a bad thing. Isn't that, that's normal. So do you mean that that's why they don't want a relationship? Or I don't get that. I don't get that statement.
She's saying men wanting sex. I guess what she's referring to is,
she just said men only want sex. So I don't know.
Right. I know what that is. Okay, so one of the
okay, I'll let you break it down. My thing is that women are always complaining about, oh, he wants sex from me. It's like, what, he's a man, first of all. Men, that's a normal, natural function. For some men, for a man to find you sexually attractive, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a man trying to pursue you in a sexual way. The problem is that that's all that he wants from you.
And I think that's where she's going with it, is that men want sex, but they want that primarily, and they don't want to do anything else. Like, okay, so another one.
She said, why are you fronting me? I'm not fronting you. I'm not even saying your name. If you're going to get in my inbox, I'm sorry, I'm having two conversations because clearly, like, but if you're going to get in my inbox, I need you to give me a clear statement of what exactly it is that you're trying to say. He's like, I'm fronting. I'm not fronting you. I'm just, I don't get it. But go ahead, Manuel. Please expound on that.
That's what it is, because it's men only wanting sex and nothing else. And this is what's happening. So on all the dating sites and everything else, and a group that I hear in, there's a Facebook group that I hear this all the time, and is men are doing, and I don't mean to laugh, but it is funny. Men are doing this thing. So a man meets woman online, right? And so, you know, we're talking about the dating game. So typically when you think about meeting somebody, hey, let's go to dinner. Let's go have a good time. Let's get to know each other. Let's relax and chill in a public environment. And let's just see what it is. Well, we're going to meet a lot of these guys that are just like, well, you know, they've never met them. They've never met in person. Their only correspondence has been online. And the dudes are like, well, why don't you just come over to my place? Or how about I come over to your place and chill? And they've never met. So it leads them to believe, okay, really? Right. So it leads them to believe that these dudes are only trying to get some. And in some cases,
oh, no.
So women are really frustrated because depending on their age group, but, you know, women that are close to them 30s or even above that or whatever, or even if they're just at a certain place in their life, the last thing they're trying to hear from a guy every time there's a correspondence and they're ready to meet somebody is, so what are we doing this weekend? Well, I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I figured you could just come on by the crib. Like, women are tired of that. So it's like, dudes are leaving with their
But penises. Hold it. Okay, yeah, you guys do. But let me play devil's advocate. Let me switch that. If you're a woman, right now, and the majority of your experiences with men is that is all that they are looking to get from you, or if that's what they're leading in, I'm going to be more say that the issue is you. I don't believe that is just the typical experience of every woman. I mean, I'm a woman. I talk to women all the time. So it's kind of, I just think that, you know, there's certain things that, you know, mindsets and personas that we put out that, you know, we may not, you know, realize that we are attracting certain things. But I don't get that. I don't get how is it that every, you know, a man that doesn't know you is going to hit you up and say, come to my house so we can have sex? Like, the reason that he feels he can be disrespectful with you, and why is it that your sexuality is what's in your interaction with the opposite sex?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. There are two types of men. There are those who are out here dating genuinely, trying to figure it out, just navigating, getting into the phone. And then there are those who are playing the numbers game. And there's a lot of, so you're flipping a coin when you interact with a guy as to whether he's genuinely trying to date or whether he's playing the numbers game. Now, if he's playing the numbers game, I don't care how you carry yourself, they will try you. If you get into the right place at the right time, dudes are just playing the numbers game, meaning they're not worried about whether or not they're going to be shot down. They're not worried about whether or not you're going to laugh at them. They're not even worried about if you're going to, you know, read them their right for even coming at you like that, because they're playing the numbers game and there's success in that. It's like rolling the dice. They know if they ask 10 women, if a man goes into a club and he asks 10 women in a row, will you go home with me tonight? Will you go home with me tonight? There's a chance that one out of those 10 are going to say yes. So that's what they're banking on. So when you say no, and everybody's no sweat off their back, they're just going to move over to the next. And that's frustrating for women, because if women are running into 2, 3, 4 guys that are like, you know, hey, come over and chill. And then finally you get a guy who's genuine. But when you go out with him and meet him, it's like, oh, man, you know, something's off about him. You know, he just drank three beers in 2 minutes, and he just ordered 2 plates of food, and he's kind of on the heavy side, you know, and he smacks his food or whatever. So it sends them back to the drawing board again. And it's a frustrating cycle of these guys that are just trying to get sex, and then the wrong guy who's looking for the right thing. And so somewhere in between all that, there's the guy that's ideal, who's not looking just to get just sex. That's what we're
looking for. The ideal guy. Let me stop. I'm not That could be, I'm just not buying it. I just don't buy that. If, hear what I'm saying, because I'm not saying what you said is not the case for some men. I'm not saying that. I totally believe that. My point is, if I have a female, and I told them, and I'll say it again, if your experience with the opposite sex, if you are a woman and all your stories, all your issues is that this man, this one, all he wanted was sex. This one hit me up and all he wanted was sex. I'm not looking at men anymore. I'm looking at you. The majority of your interaction experiences like should not be that's all right. That men want from you. If that's all that men want from you, that's all that men are seeing from you. There's something that you have to switch up and change about yourself. It's what you're suiting. You're not gonna switch me on that. And it's not just with women, it's with men. If you know if all you attracting are clowns, your radar, so you need to like adjust something. Like there should be something is off with that. And, you know, I love you, ladies. I still, you know, I love my friends that I've told that too. But it's like, come on with the hard luck stories. I mean, get in the right situations. Change where you going. Like, where are you at? Where are you at? And what are you doing that a man just comes up to you and says, I want to have sex with you? Like, I'm like, are you for real? Like, you'd have to be inebriated, drunk to do that. Like a sane man, like a man that's not drinking, he's doing this to what? Who's doing that? Like, I want to know these women that have these experiences all the time. Like, for real?
Well, I think kind of what they're leaning into is the game that's being played.
I don't care if you get, let me just put this out. I don't care if y'all getting mad. What I'm saying, you don't have, see now they're just seeing another side of me. I'm not so sweet and nice all the time. Believe that. My thing is, I'm going to let you finish, Manuel. The thing is, because I'm about to like read this stuff on, like getting offended. You getting offended off of what I'm saying is because it's hidden somewhere. Like, you know, truth hurts and we don't like it, but I'm going to say one more time, make sure that if you are what I'm saying, you know exactly what I'm saying. He said, your experiences with the majority of your experience with the opposite sex is that all he wants from me is my sex. All he wants is to try to get me in the bed. If that's all your experiences are, it's not the men, it's you. Now, go ahead. Well,
I make sure they got my word right.
So when they get pissed off, at least they can quote correctly, because I'm not going to change my mind.
I do agree with that. If 100%, if 100% of your encounters leading to the dude
are 97%, 96%, 95%.
Wait. Hold on. But listen to what I'm saying. It depends on so many factors, because some dudes are slick with it. Like I said, there are the dudes who are going to tell you from day one, hey, all I'm trying to do is this. You know what I'm saying?
I respect those men.
You have a lot of those. But then you have the jokers. You got the jokers, whereas they kind of want to slide in and get a wee bit closer, and then you find out, oh, really, all he wants is some ass. Now, this is what I would say. If women preface things with, nah, it's not going down like that from day one, dudes tend to sit back and say, you know what? I got to respect that. I'm going to fall back. But that has to be prefaced to the point where it's like a bulletproof vest. If you let dudes know day one, hey, now, nah, yeah, I'm not giving it up for like the next 6 months. So what you looking for? Dudes will sit there and be like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? If you shut it down like that up front, then it kind of keeps those jokers away from you. So you kind of got to play a game with dudes, because dudes is out here playing games too. But that's only going to go so far as well. You still have dudes that's going to try. You can tell a man straight up, that's not what I'm looking for. That's not what I'm into. And some dudes, I've known them, some dudes, they don't even care. They're like, hey, man, yeah, she's saying this and she's putting this out here like this, but I'm going to try anyway. Those are the funniest dudes that I come across, because they're seriously looking at it like it's a game. And sometimes women get tired of that now. But like I said, if all of your encounters, you don't get one dude, you don't get a few dudes that are genuine, I don't know. I think there's just this, there's this tug of war type thing going on. I don't know.
Yeah. They can be mad at me all they want. I don't mind people being upset with me. Some, you know, I'm a very analytical person, so I'm going to look at that. It's not just for, you know, them. I practice that for myself. I've been in situations that I found myself in repeatedly. You have to stop and say, it's not the people around me. It's me. It's whatever, somewhere where I'm making a decision the same way that I made before. You have to take this, be self accountable for yourself. And I just believe in what you exude, you're going to attract. That doesn't mean that you'll never get the clown occasionally that comes and tries, as you said, tries you. But that should not be your life story that all men want. Because ain't nobody that hot. Ain't nobody that fine. It is like, it's too many women. Quit pumping yourself up. Stop. That's nonsense. It has something, it's something much deeper than that. And if we really want to see change and see things shift, you take responsibility for that. And it's not easy. I don't, you know, I laugh at myself all the time because I'm like, dang, you, that was like stupid. Like, are you for real?
Right.
But you know what? I'm not in denial either. Like,
you know what? Same thing. And we can flip it around on the dudes. When dudes have that story, that all I keep getting is women that are gold diggers. Every time I come across women, all they want to do is use me for my money.
Yeah.
And every single dude I've known like that, a lot of them, they lead with their wallet. They're always trying to pay for something. Like, that's the thing that pops. That's the thing. So I'm like, bruh. Now, I understand what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? But, bro, every time I see you, every time we're doing something, you buying the bar. You buying everybody around. I'm like, so when you do that, I'm like, shoot, half the time, the decent women that would have saw something else, they see that and perhaps they're turned off by it. And the women that are looking for that, they see that and that's what they go after. So it works against men as well.
That is true. You need to do like that.
Oh, God. But no,
I was trying to stop it. I'm sorry. That is true, though. You see men flashing their money, and then they wonder why. That's so corny, though. Like,
it's terrible.
When they're like a man who's like over accessorized, like too much jewelry. And and you look at him and you could tell he was like exfoliating earlier in the evening, getting ready for the night. It's like too much primping, and you just stop. That's such a turnoff to me. And I've had men like that, you know, that tried to lead in with their money because they assumed, you know, for some reason that was, you know, what I was about. But I'm like, that's like, you know, that drives me up. I don't care about your watch.
And that's the same thing. There are men out there that if women would tuck themselves away, you know what I'm saying? And they realize that, okay, this woman isn't only advertising. It doesn't seem to be only advertising sex. Then they kind of get past it, because just like there are women who have got all those offers from guys with money and money don't mean anything to them, or they have their own to a point where that's not what they're concerned with. The same thing with dudes. You got dudes out here who the last thing they're concerned with is getting some ass. So they're looking beyond all that other stuff, trying to see what the next level is, you know?
I have another friend, and she's real hard on, you know, the brothers, and she's just like, you know, she just says some stuff sometimes, and I'm like, you know, I like that. I'm very protective of the black men, and, you know, probably because I birthed one, and you know, I have brothers, and my father's a black man, and I have nephews, and I'm just like, I just can't get into that ideology that our brothers are just all looking for, you know, a big butt. I see too many positive, you know, reactions to that. And so I just can't get into that. I never will get into that. I'm you're never going to catch me bashing my black men, because I just think there's more good of, you know, there's more good than there is bad. And, you know, you got to put yourself in better situations and, you know, change your mindset. You know, you can smell bitterness and you can smell women who have that type of belief system. You know, it's like it just comes off of them, and women and men, they don't realize that negative stuff that in them, you know, you really can, you can see it. And it's a deterrent from people who want someone who just, you know, has a good heart, and, you know, they're not trying to get all your garbage and, you know, all your head trips and, this is all made. And then they're looking at you like, oh, that's all they want from you, because that's all they can see. You know, that's all that they, you know, that's where you're putting your worth at. You know, that's what you're constantly talking about. And I never, you know, I don't understand women that do that. And I don't, you know, just like with the men who all they want to talk about is their stuff and what they got. And it's just like, can we talk about what's in your mind? Like, what is your purpose? You know, like, what do you see yourself doing in life? Like, you know, making a difference.
That's the quickest way right there. That is easily one of the quickest ways. You know, and that's with, you know, any of my female friends who have been jumping into those situations. And I'm like, all you guys do, if you want to find out if a brother is nothing but an empty shell, just ask him something that actually takes thought. You know, ask him about himself. Ask a brother, who are you? And have them explain who they are. And if they can't tell you who they are as a person, you're kind of like, okay, this person is just a bit of a shell. Like, you know, what are you other than this money, other than this money you make, other than this stuff right here? What else is there to you? And some people don't have much to say, or they don't, you know, they're not in a position to say, because they just can't think on that level. They can't communicate on that level. Yeah. They're not comfortable. They're not ready to, or whatever.
And I agree. I totally agree. And I think that your conversation should, you know, never, you know, if all you're talking about are those particular things, that really is how, especially when you're dealing with social media, you have to be, you know, you could typecast yourself in social media as well. You know, I for one don't like to put overly personal things on, you know, on Facebook, but that's just me. I'm not against people who choose to share, you know, more intimately. But just, you know, be aware of what is the majority of the things that you are saying, because someone who is observing you from a distance, you know, they're seeing that, okay, this is all you're talking about. Either you're pumping yourself up, or, you know, and it's the same with both genders. So, you know, my thing is, especially, you know, online, is just such a great platform to kind of express your mental depth versus, you know, bashing, you know, women or bashing men. It's like, you know, who are you? Talk about, you know, and let me see that you have some common sense and you know, that you know who you are. And I think that would start to sift out some of the nonsense, especially if, you know, people are hitting you up in your inbox talking about, I've never had that happen. So I'm just like, wow, I'd have to really step back. Somebody just jumping in the inbox like, yeah, I want you like that. For real?
Right.
Like, I don't know. That's crazy to me. So I got like a bunch of, hold on, I'll read some of these, because I know people are like, it's not always like that. It's not always what you put out. It is what you put out. It is. But if you're gonna, if you come from, you're gonna, please be solid on your argument. Like, if you make sense and you can sway me, then I'm all with it. But don't, you get emotional and it's just showing me that, you know, it hit you, and you probably need to, you know, do some introspection. So I'm gonna go to Freddie. Freddie's cool. He said, it's all about the mindset. Oh, I don't know. Did you want me to read this? I'm about to read this. It's all about the mindset. At this age, not about the big butt and smile. I rather keep my options open, because I find different things unique about from different female friends. And I would like to hang and keep my friends till we know we're on the same page and we know we want the same thing. I could dig it. That makes sense.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I don't even know if people want me to read what they're saying. You guys, when you're inboxing me on the show, like, say, don't say this or tell me something, cause I'll end up saying it. Okay, she said, don't say my name. I disagree, Miguel. I'm sorry to be, but okay, so I disagree, Miguel. It's not always about what you portray. Some men just see, it's not always about what you portray. Some men just see women as a sexual object.
But you didn't say that it always. You said that if that's always their experience, it is what they're portraying. Like, that's where you gotta listen to what somebody says and
inform you.
It's not that.
Thank you to my amazing co-host to have my back on that, because I was really about to go in. Like, did I say that? Did I really say that?
Right, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and that's just the way it is. We understand that there are those men out there. I know some of them. They don't care who you are. All you have to do is look appealing to them on any level, and they're going to try to weasel their way in. So let's scratch those guys out. But let's talk about are any of the other guys coming at you in any other way, shape, or form? You know,
why don't you? And she clearly, you know. But I love everybody. I don't want to make anybody feel like, no, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. And I didn't say your name and so forth. But I really, you know, I don't buy that. You have to have some, it has to even itself out. Anytime there's imbalances in our life, we have to look at ourselves and, you know, just search it out and see, you know, what we're doing wrong. It's not just you, my love. It's me. It's Manuel. It's everybody. It's all the listeners. So don't take it, you know, don't get offended, you know, by the comment. I'm just saying, if it's all that you have in like that's all that's happening, you don't have any guy that's of substance, like nobody. You like, how many years have gone by that this is all that you do? But like, come on. So I'm okay with you guys being mad, but just don't tell me I said something I didn't say. That's all. So
yeah,
love you.
I like to be quoted correctly too. Like, I will, and when a person responds, I take their answer and I read them back their answer, and then I read them back what my response was. I'm like, wait, that's not what I said. This is what I said. You know, so let's get it correct.
But you know, I mean, I'm okay. I like to challenge opinions because it's your opinion. I mean that it's true. Just means that's mindset is at, and I'm open to it. We're gonna take a few minutes. I'm gonna go ahead. I should do this hot seat now, because it's like people are like,
hating
me now. Care? I feel you, Chaz. Chaz is. I wish we could just kind of on one thread. I have people saying stuff on different stuff. But yeah, she said the number one common denominator in your life, in any aspect of it, is you. Amen.
Right.
So I think that, you know, Karen, good topic. I don't know if anything that resonated with you, but I think that, to kind of, and I'll let Manuel summarize. We'll do any questions on this hot seat. You guys could come even trip, and I don't care. I'm not scared of you. you know, I don't know if you're ready for a relationship. I think, kind of piggybacking off of what Chaz said, I didn't completely, but I do get what she said. You know, nobody's going to be 100% perfect in any relationship. So in that factor, you know, nobody's going to just completely all together. All we can do is keep going from level to level, process to process, keep learning from life experiences and stay open to, you know, potential of love, not let yourself get bitter because you've been hurt. Not look at every man in the same light as the guy that hurt you. And don't try to have every man live up to expectations that you have that, you know, they can never meet anyway. And if you can't do that, then you're not ready for a relationship. So give us your summary on how to know if you're ready for a relationship, Manuel.
Wow, I can see it.
She said, okay, I agree. She said, I agree with that. Thank you. She said, okay, I can agree with that. Like, what the, like, okay. No. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. My thing was, you know, and there's so many points to it, but my biggest thing was, you know, just being, instead of looking, being prepared, you know, there shouldn't be a search party out for your next ex. You know, you want to, you know,
set a search party.
Right. You know, that desperation thing turns people off, and you just want to be ready as far as, you know, being transparent. You know, like you were saying, you can be guarded, but that doesn't mean that you're not available. You know, you're just looking out right for your own best interest. So, you know, you're paying attention to, you know, those red flags. And that doesn't mean that the person is going to be perfect. You just know what you can deal with on a certain level. So when you're ready and you can give that to the same person, you can communicate and they can communicate, you guys can be transparent, you know, all this stuff is ideal, then you're ready and you're not harboring all this damage and this hurt from all these guys that only want sex, or all these women that only want money. You know, you're not holding on to none of those issues. You're just going into the situation looking for the best outcome, and you're open and prepared to receive it. You just have to be open.
Amen. Hallelujah. I was having some pretty deep conversations earlier today, so I was already, like, you know, pumped. And I like, you know, I personally, you know, if you know me well, then you don't know, but I always challenge people to challenge ideology. Emulating, definitely with that, she said, you keep inboxing these little, you know, put your full name on our page so people can look you up.
What happened?
Hard in the end. What did you say?
No, I couldn't hear what you. I guess I phone cut out for a brief moment there. I was like, you saying something about what they were inboxing you, and I couldn't hear what you said.
Yeah, you know, try to, you know, throw a little, get a little smart. Anyway, all right. So we're gonna open this hot seat up for a few minutes. I got a couple of questions. This is not really, like, good. I don't know if I want to put that on there. And, Mom, well, you need to think of a couple of good ones. It's your turn.
A couple of good
for you.
A couple of good hot seat questions.
Yeah, I'm gonna read a couple. Clarity guide. Hold on 1 second. This is from, say your name, Tamika, is T-O-M-I-K-A, except my first name. Are you married? No. Let me stop clouding. I am not currently married, and the reason I'm not married, I got a divorce, so I'm married, unless she's female. Okay, that was a kind of a dry one. I know this.
Yeah, that was a good question. That's not a good hot sequel. That's not hot. You know what I'm saying? That's just basic information.
Yeah, but I don't know her. Who this next one? This. Oh God. I'm not gonna say her name, but she knows who she is. And she said, When do you plan to get back into the church? Oh, God. Wait a minute, Mom. Well, let me get this question. You already know where this is going. Question. I'm about to, you know what? Hold on. Let me get the question. Okay. When do you plan to get back in church and do what God has called you to do. You know what? Hey, all right, you're cute. Let me answer your question. First of all, I don't know why people want to. First of all, church is the body of Christ. I'm not out of the church. And I know what your question, where your question is going as far as the establishment of the church. I'm not opposed to that either. But at this time, I don't feel led to put my membership anywhere. And the second part of your question, to do what God has called me to do, I feel that I am, and that's not just in a certain area. And your calling is very personal. Sometimes people think that they can summarize what your purpose is, but you can't. So I'm very, very clear on what my purpose is. I appreciate your question. You was real cute with that, and you probably thought I wasn't going to say it on air, but what else? All right, Freddie Fedler, are you currently in a relationship? Oh, he said, don't say my name, I'm sorry. Sorry, don't hashtag that the next time. Currently in a relationship. What kind of relationship? I'm waiting for him to respond, Matt. A romantic relationship? Yes, I am. Okay. I'm here. I'm not gonna this reading what people are saying. What is chat as Telmon Welsh? That lady wants to be the next Mrs. Hill. What is she talking about?
Hold on, wait, tell her what? Tell them well to hush, that lady wants to be the next Mrs. Hill.
Chaz, you have to clarify. I don't know who is she talking about. She said, tell Manuel to hush. And then she said, lady will be the next Mrs. Hill. I don't know what she's saying. Chaz, we have a few more minutes.
Don't know women want those problems.
I've been asked, have you met Manuel? Have I met Manuel?
Why are you laughing like that?
I'm sorry. You know why. Met Manuel, yes. Several times. Quite a few times. Oh, okay. Chaz said she was asking if he's married. No, Chaz, she was asking if I was married. It's the question is these questions are to me. So okay, so when I was asking the question, she thought the question was for you, Manuel. She was talking about. Okay, we get you. No. Maybe she wants to marry me. What are you talking about?
I like that.
I don't. I wanna know why they. Okay, so you have any questions, Manuel? Give me some good ones, because
do I have any hot seat questions for you? Hot seat questions. Do you see yourself ever being married again, or do you see yourself being married again, and do you want to be married again? Oh wow! Damn, she got to take a breath for that one.
I believe the truth. You know what? I love marriage. I love marriage. I believe in marriage, and I have beautiful representations of marriage around me. For me to get married again,
Wow.
I don't know.
I got now this leading me to even more questions. So you said for you to be married again. So what would it take? Like what would it take for a guy to snatch that on up and have you carry that last name? What would that take?
Let me just keep it real quick for y'all. I was born and raised in the church. As people who know me intimately, especially Miss Pants, who put that question in my when I was, I have married twice, and they were both almost basically like 10 years. That's 2 decades. And I have only had super super long relationships, and every relationship I've had, I've to marry him. And I think that I didn't succeed in those two, even though they were very long. It would just take a lot to get me to say I do again. I would not ever say never, but he would have to he has some work to do to get me to be his wife. Yeah. So it would just take a lot of work, a lot of trust, and is that a good enough answer? It's like I feel like everything went quiet and I'm
I'm listening. They're listening. We're listening.
I know. I don't care. I'm being honest. That's my life. Past is a part of. I'm not embarrassed about that. Like I truly, I love deep enough to marry, but just actually doing it, I have to be a little, because I'm like a very very romantic soul, you're sincere and you're digging, connect. Every man that I've ever been in love with, I believe I've known him before. So I always, there's always an instant soul connection. And so because of that, I can get really caught up and just and they're like, yeah, marry me, take care of you, be my, and I'm like, oh yeah. I want to be carried away, but it doesn't necessarily have to, it doesn't have to be that at that point. And I know my church people won't like that because, we're all about get married and, don't shack up, and it is what it is. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. I am all for being in love. I love being in love. Love is beautiful and all of that. So,
well, you answered that one pretty good. There you go. Yeah.
I'm getting, I'm just getting feedback for that response. Well, whatever. It's the truth. It's like, okay, let's see. I got a couple more. Let me see. No, I'm not going to answer that.
I'm not going to answer that.
I want to give them a couple more, but it has. I said if it's something like too crazy, and I don't know how to answer that. Okay, give me one more good one while I'm scrolling through and seeing if this should I answer. How old was I when I got married? Nosy. When I first got married, I was in my 20s. Yeah. And he was about 9.5 years my senior. And I actually felt like he was like my consummate soulmate. And the church destroyed our marriage. So that's one reason why. Yeah. church can, like, church, you know, people, I would say people, not the church itself, but people. Yeah. If we had not allowed, I'm sorry, Mama, I'm talking to the person who asked me the question. If we had not been so ministry minded, our marriage would have survived. But we put ministry before our marriage. And so that's why the didn't work.
Well, all right. Well, okay. I've heard that from people too that have, you know, seem to have had issues within their marriage due to, you know, those folks in the church, you know. So I've heard that before. I haven't experienced it myself, but I've heard it before.
Oh, I experienced it. Yeah, I definitely experienced it. And, you know, the reason why I don't mind, like, sharing different, I do it all the time. Right? I go and speak. And so it's not, you know, it's not unusual for me to be very transparent. I feel like my story is my story, it's my life. I'm not buried, and you know, it is a part of why I am the way that I am. I see through people and situations, and it definitely did. We were very, very driven, and our intentions were good. We were, you know, we were doing it for the right reasons, and but we just, you know, you can never, if you're married, you can't put anything before that. That's not even scriptural. So, you know, that person that you're married to has to be your priority, and your marriage has to be your priority. And when that stops happening, that's when, you know, all of those little holes start being poked in, and then you find yourself at that point where, you know, it's not fixable, and you go your separate ways. So.
There you go. There you have
it. She said, thank you for sharing that. That was deep. You're welcome. All right. We have any more questions? I'm going to ask and answer any sexual crap. I don't even know why I even asked. That's ridiculous.
None of them.
It's a good one. Like, you know, but it has to be good, not stupid.
Right.
People's move, the wheels are turning. The hot seat is for you to answer any question that we ask. I make the rules. I'm sorry, I need to put this on the thing. All right. Okay. Have any another question?
You cut out a little bit. I didn't hear you.
Oh, no, you're cutting. It's cutting out on my end as well.
Why?
Yeah. And I do want to apologize to the listeners. I know it's, you know, if it's choppy, it's only because I'm reading what you guys are saying, and then I'm listening to it. But then people are saying, don't say it. And then I'm laughing because you're saying, don't say it. But sound like I'm just laughing at the air. And that's kind of like I'm just laughing for no reason. Give me last question. He is not that hot. Your hot seat to be. Yeah.
Hold on. What about my hot seat?
You're fired. Are you here?
No, I know you're like, you're cutting out a lot. Like, yeah, like every other word is cutting
is
out.
Is it me or is it on my end or?
I think it's on your end. Cause...
Somebody tell me. Anybody else cutting out? Can you hear me now? Can you?
Hey, I'm hearing that.
Can you hear me now? Right now, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you right now.
Okay. I said, give me one more. We have time for one question. I had a good one. I said, because your hot seat is going on. Cutting out. Someone else said it was cutting out.
Yeah, it is. It's still cutting out.
Okay. You're gonna be going out. Sorry. No. Okay. Thank you for telling me that it's. Can you, Chaz, answer this question real quick? And it was just me cutting out.